Welcome, everyone, to Talia Tuesday on the Blueprint Podcast, where we dive deep into the realms of confidence and assertiveness with our co-host, Talia Bombola. As a licensed marriage and family therapist and specialist in confidence and assertiveness, Talia brings a wealth of expertise and insights to our discussions. Join us each Tuesday as we explore practical strategies, personal anecdotes, and empowering advice to help you cultivate the confidence and assertiveness you need to thrive in all aspects of life. Get ready to unlock your full potential and build the life you desire with Talia and Jason as your guides. What's up, Talia? How are you?
Just hanging out. Well, little one here.
So cute. Well, both of you are welcome to Talia Tuesday since it is your day.
Yes.
We're going to start with kind of an easy question, but not really. It can get a little bit complicated. How to differentiate between being with an avoidant versus being manipulated? How can somebody tell the difference between those two things?
I think the intent is what makes the difference. If you're with somebody, like we've talked about, who has avoidant attachment tendencies, is how I will word it, because it's not a diagnosis at all. No attachment style is, and they're all fluid and can be changed. So if you're with somebody who has avoidant tendencies, their intent or motive in the behavior isn't to manipulate you or mess with your head or string you along. Like, that truly is not what it feels like in their body. It feels like, I need to protect myself from being engulfed and I'm going to pull away. When you're with somebody, no attachment style discussion, who is truly like a manipulative person, maybe they score on like the dark triad or the dark like four personality traits, like the Machiavellianism, all those, they're manipulating you because they get some sort of joy out of seeing you in emotional pain, or that's how they learn to survive, right? So like, separate from the people who are like more psychopathic, sociopathic, people who are manipulative, people pleasing is a form of manipulation. I want you to see me in a certain way. So like, there's the dark sides of manipulation. There's also the light sides of it. When you're with somebody who's manipulative, it's because often they can't face the truth in themselves, and or that's how they learn to interact with people in society, to not be honest or forthright, to be more subversive. And there is usually a secondary gain to the manipulative behavior, where with avoidant attachment behavior, that's designed to keep that person safe. And usually who's attracted to that are anxious people. So it doesn't feel safe to me. It's like, I don't want space. I want closeness. And the person is like, well, I want to pull away from you. They're not doing it to manipulate you to be like, now they're really going to be into me. Like, newsflash, the anxious is already into the avoidant. We don't have to do more work right for that. It's the intent behind the behavior, I would say, is the difference.
So how can an anxious attacher learn to trust themselves and being able to differentiate between these two things by being able to recognize that this is avoidant behavior? They're emotionally activated right now, and you know what they're doing is not intentional. It's a reaction to whatever's going on in your current situation.
I think addressing it with the person who's exhibiting the behavior and watching for micro expressions. This is something Robert Greene talks about a lot, 48 Laws of Power. Mm-hmm. Watch for when you bring up what their behavior, how it impacts you, like what effect it has on you, and see that like first micro expression. Because if you tell somebody who doesn't really want to hurt you that it is hurtful, usually there's a flash of like disappointment, regret, remorse, like, crap, I didn't mean that. Whereas if you tell somebody who's manipulative, there's usually kind of like a little smirk. Like if you talk to somebody and you didn't want them to get the job and they told you they didn't, and as much as you try to hide it internally, some people are like, oh, I'm so sorry, right? Like, keep an eye out for that first micro expression, because an avoidant may be more flat affect. They may emote and be like, oh, I totally get where you're coming from, because to them, they're not doing the behavior you're describing in a mean way. So they're like, what of it? They're not denying it. People who are manipulative are more likely to overdo it and be like, oh, I would never do that. What are you talking? Like trying to gaslight you, basically.
Yeah, there's that bit of envy that comes out. And if you're not paying attention close enough, you'll miss it.
Yes. True.
But that smirk is definitely that sign. And if you're the type of person that gets joy out of someone else's pain or circumstances, you really need to go inside and figure that out in yourself, because you can't escape that. You're giving yourself this life experience through that desire to see someone else in pain, and you're going to get that tenfold come back to you, because that's how you operate in the world. That's how you relate to other people. And so you'll be in that place of anger and resentment for the rest of your life, unless you begin to acknowledge that exists in you and then start to do something about it.
And where was manipulation modeled to you? And this is obviously like requires insight and self-awareness. For example, when we're dealing with somebody who genuinely has like antisocial personality disorder, narcissistic, like that cluster of personality disorders that's more against society. When you're talking to somebody who has a true personality disorder that involves manipulative behavior, they will not see the impact on the other person. They will not have empathy for that person. Right. They will not understand that's wrong, whether that's morally or societally wrong to do. And they're like, but my dad modeled that to me. And if any of you have ever seen the Dirty John saga on E! Or on Netflix now, it's on there. He was like local to Orange County. They get a flashback to his childhood, and his dad would like make him eat glass in a restaurant to get a meal for free. Like very, again, sociopathic. That can be learned behavior too. So be mindful if you are this person and you're like, oh my gosh, like you have to take a look at your family of origin too and be like, where did I learn this? Some people don't learn it from their families, but some people do learn to be manipulative or people pleasers, because they usually are parent pleasers first from their family. So it depends on the kind of manipulation. I would want to know more from this person. Like, what are they seeing that's manipulative? Like is part of what they're going through, like are they feeling manipulated, or have other people shared with them? Like when they've been like, oh, I'm dating this new person, they blah, blah, blah. Other people have said like, oh, that sounds kind
of
manipulative.
That's manipulative. Yeah.
I would be curious if, also I think a good way to wrap this up is like, if you're the person writing in about this, take a look at your inner world of where have maybe trust issues played a role in relationships, and have you been manipulated before, and or have you gone for the stereotypic avoidant attachment traits before, and now you're trying to figure out like, am I manipulating myself? Like, how deep does this go? Like, take a look at why you might be attracted to somebody who has more of, again, those like dark triad, edgy, maybe more manipulative personality traits. It's the most common when women are in their younger 20s to early 30s. And then all the hormones start usually generally to level out. And then you're like, oh, that's not like hot anymore that you have a motorcycle and you disobey authority or whatever else. Like that's cool when you're in your early 20s, but then you're 40 with two kids. You're like, that's enough. Like Chad, I'm home, you know? Chad. So that's just the archetype I use. Chad or Skylar are usually the names I pick.
Nice. Those are good names. Yeah. Appropriate. So
take a look at yourself. If you are used to being manipulated, where are you not setting boundaries, and where are you afraid that somebody's not going to like you if you are your true self, because that makes you more susceptible to being manipulated. If it is genuine manipulation, and if you are anxious and not working on it, it makes you more susceptible to like the avoidant, because you want to like close the gap and reach homeostasis. So that would be my advice for this person.
Yeah. To go inward, to figure out yourself, learn to trust and lean into your own discernment.
Yes.
And observations in the world around you to make the determination, is this manipulation or is it just somebody who is emotionally dysregulated because of their attachment style?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode of Talia Tuesday on the Blueprint Podcast with Talia Bombolo. Remember, building confidence, self-love, and assertiveness is a journey, and each step you take brings you closer to your goals. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast for more insightful conversations and practical tips to support your personal growth, and head over to my Stand store to sign up for the 21-Day Self-Love Challenge on sale now. And you can also drop a question for Talia and I for the podcast. Until next time, keep embracing your strengths, asserting your boundaries, and living authentically. Take care, and we'll see you next Tuesday on the Blueprint Podcast.